Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it is Azure Friday. We're here with Joe Idzorek. We're going to talk about scaling up Azure SQL databases.
Yes, well, thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here. So within Azure SQL Database, we've recently introduced the new service tiers. And what people typically think about with that is saying, oh, great, I'm just going to have a standard database, or I'm just going to have a premium database. Mm-hmm. What we really want to talk today about is how easy it is to scale up and scale down a database. So if we go into the Azure portal, we can just look at a specific database. We can scroll down, we see that we're currently in an S0, right? So if we click on our database,
now S0 is a code name, it's a SKU ID.
Yeah, so we have three tiers. We have basic, standard, and premium. And within each of those tiers, and we'll highlight it here pictorially, makes it a little bit more easy to understand, we have three performance points within the standard tier, for example. And this is S0, the lowest range, and we can see what we get here. We get 250 gigabytes, standard geo replication, and auditing, and then we can also see the price point.
I see. So we're at standard now, so we have a limit in the size, but this huge limit, 250 gigs.
It's a big database.
We get georeplication, even in standard.
Standard, we get standard georeplication, so these would be your non-readable secondaries.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And this point in time we're stored, this is backups?
Yeah, this is a beautiful feature. So now you no longer have to think about backup in your database. This comes as part of the service you're offering, nothing that you have to enable, and you can go back to any point in time within 14 days and restore your database.
Okay. And then what's the difference between standard and premium?
So one of the big differences that we have between standard and premium is a little bit bigger of a database. You can go up to 500 gigabytes. And this is where you get that active geo-replication that we've seen so much in the last couple of weeks within Azure SQL Database. Mm-hmm. You get up to four readable secondaries, and it's a beautiful scenario.
Now, when I think about things like virtual machines, I think about IOPS, and I think about how much I/O I can push through this, and we do things like striping databases. And IOPS is kind of a standard when you think about disk I/O. In the Azure SQL world, though, there's this thing called a DTU. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so DTU is a database throughput unit, and this is really the relative measure of throughput that you'll get with these particular tiers. Now, every application is going to be a little bit different. They'll consume a little bit more memory or IOPS or what have you. This is just a normalization across those different workloads to give you a relative measure of how much throughput you'll get for each service tier.
I see. So this is like when I used to buy laptops in Windows 7 days, the Windows Experience Index. It's like, that's a 5 and that's a 4.
Exactly.
It's an arbitrary number, but it's relative.
It's relative number to the different workloads that will
So then that implies, if I'm understanding correctly,
correct.
That this one, the P2, is twice as performant as the P1.
That is correct.
Okay. So a standard, there's quite a jump up in performance between a standard and a premium.
Exactly. And this provides a lot of nice flexibilities within the service tiers to be able to bounce around.
So what are we running now? We're running an S0.
Yeah, we're running an S0. So if we said, hey, it's the end of the week and we're at an S0 and we're in a dev environment, hey, we don't want to pay for the S0 during the weekend. Let's just pop this down to a basic, just a point, click, and we'll see the transformation happen to screen. And once the browser refreshes,
it'll okay.
be done with basic.
Is that okay? Like, I feel like I'm kind of like, I know that I don't want to give the big company my money, but you're saying I can lower this down, pay less on the weekends because we're not using it, and then Monday morning go back to...
Absolutely. And what's really interesting is we've just introduced the new pricing tier. So we actually do hourly pricing. Before, it's like, okay, well, if you used a standard in a day, you'd be charged for that standard throughout the whole day. So scaling up, scaling down, maybe a little bit of cost savings. Mm-hmm. But now that we have a full hourly billing that we've rolled out, this actually makes a lot of sense. So as we can see, we're updating, and this will go down to a zero.
Is this taking the database down? Am I going to lose? How much time will I lose?
You're actually not going to lose any time. What will actually happen, depending on what happens in the cluster and a little bit of repartitioning, you're just going to see maybe the connections that are killed as the swap happens. Mm-hmm. But for any cloud application, that logic is programmed within the connection tier, so that you're always retrying connections when you have failures.
Right.
So that would just be absorbed within your regular retry logic.
Like if I have an ASP.NET application with Entity Framework, the connection retry was built into Entity Framework 6, so it's going to not have a problem.
Exactly. So it's going to look like just be a very small blip for you, and your application will absorb it.
Now, basic is 2 gigabytes versus standard at 250. What if I had more data than that? It would just say no.
It'll just say, hey, sorry, this is as far as you can go down. So there are a little bit of playing as far as how big your database is, whether you can jump between the tiers. But and that's something that can be managed.
So what's the DTUs on basic? Let's look at that again.
Yeah. So basic goes down to 5 DTUs.
So 5. So I'm on that on the weekends. We say I go up to standard, doubling my performance. So
yep.
And then if I, on the weekdays, during business hours, want to go to premium,
sure,
I'm going to have effectively 10 times the performance
exactly.
and all of those features.
It's a very flexible platform to be able to scale up and scale down your DTUs and your performance.
Very, very cool.
Yep.
We're learning all about how to scale Azure SQL databases here on Azure Friday.